The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you avoid peer pressure from your friends? Sounds like it's easy to do. It's not. Good morning. It's Wednesday here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We're going to be hanging out with family this weekend. Ooh. Big graduation party. And Automatic is like, I can't drink. I don't want to drink. Everybody's going to drink. What am I going to do?
I'm already scared of the hangover I'm going to have this weekend.
You're not even there. You know it's going to happen.
Well, so my sister invited 150 people, open bar, for a venue that holds 80 people.
Okay, now I don't think this is like a peer pressure situation. This is an opportunity. All right, you can't pass up an open bar. I don't think you're an alcoholic or something Automatic.
I'm definitely not an alcoholic. I don't even really like drinking that much, but I have friends that really like to drink. And these are going to be my lifelong friends that I don't get together with that often.
And they're going to be pouring you shots Automatic. They're going to be handing them to you. And you, I love that you say, I really don't drink very often. On our wedding day, you drank an entire bottle of Patron.
Yourself. This could happen on Friday night. Oh, so I need you to be warned. I need you to know that this is the kind of party that's going to go down.
I guess you're talking more about the peer pressure once you get booked and you get into jail. Maybe something was going on.
I'm going to say this. Luckily, a few of my friends are in jail and they won't be there.
Hey. Do you know how much he drank on our wedding night? We didn't even consummate the marriage.
Oh, right.
I was hung over for 3 days. Dude.
3 days!
Sometimes you got to bro down a little bit, Dana, even on your wedding, all right? But also, now you got to drink more for the homies who are locked up. You know what I'm saying? You got to do it for them too, bro.
Pour a little liquor.
Come on. You don't want to disappoint them at all, DJ Automatic.
So you're saying you're going to drink.
I'm going to try not to drink. I really am. I'm going to try to do everything.
You're going
to
drink.
It's probably going to happen.
But yeah, dude, just embrace it, bro. You got to.
I'm going to just try to drink beer. Because it's when the shots come out, that's when things get sloppy.
Yeah, but then that's when it's like, yo, man, I haven't seen you in so long. I'm so proud of you.
Let's buy Clamato and Tums and Alka-Seltzer right now because I know it's going down this weekend. Check back in on Monday. He'll still have a hangover. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with Global Running Day. Maybe you can run out that hangover. How about that, DJ Automatic?
I probably won't be able to run for 3 days after. Let's be hungover.
And we also got National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, which I am now becoming a fan of for a long time.
I like chocolate ice cream a lot more than I like.
Oh, you're growing up, Anthony.
Hold up. Did you just say you don't like chocolate ice cream?
Now I do. I never did, really, growing up.
But why?
My uncle, there was a video of me, and my uncle posted it, and it's me just smothered in chocolate ice cream all over my face, and I think I ate so much I got sick of it.
And now, me and
chocolate ice cream are mending our relationship.
You're back together. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wish that would happen to me with liquor.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on a timeless invention, National VCR Day.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny to watch Gen Z try to figure out VCRs, cassettes, things of that nature. What's the last movie that you think you watched on a VCR?
Ooh.
On a VCR?
I still have VHS tapes.
I just remember at my mom and grandma's house, there was always the movie Jerry Maguire.
We just watched that
like 2 nights ago.
We did. Automatic fell asleep at 9:20. You ain't partying this weekend. You ain't partying.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to go back in time for today's Crazy Crimes of Passion to November 9th, 1971, when a father, an avid churchgoer, volunteer, president of the bank he worked at, John List, shot his wife, his mother, and his three children, then made himself a sandwich, drove to the bank, took out every dime he had and all of his mother's money as well, and disappeared for 18 years.
John, are you going to tell us where he went?
Well, yeah, but for 18 years, nobody knew. So why was John List driven to murder his entire family? He had been fired as the president of the bank. I don't know why. That reason is not given. But because of that, he was in deep debt. He had a huge mansion and he expected to live a certain way. And he was raised by a very stern father who said, men are providers. And if you don't provide, you're not a real man.
Ooh.
And so once he lost his job and he couldn't make the mortgage payments, he started stealing from his mother who lived with him. And once he realized he couldn't get away with that, he somehow figured in his head that it would be better to murder his family so that he could meet them in heaven later. And he would explain to them why he did it. He did not kill himself because he thought that by killing himself, he would go to hell. Now, he planned this so meticulously. The bodies weren't found for almost a month. His wife was having coffee in the kitchen. He shot her in the back of the head. Then he went upstairs, fed his mother, and shot her while she was eating. Couldn't get her downstairs to the ballroom because she was too heavy, so he left her up there, covered her face. As each child... I know. Well, this is part of the story. As each child got home from school, he shot each one of them, except his third, who he picked up from a soccer game, took him home, and then had to shoot him 10 times because, according to forensics, the gun had malfunctioned and the kid was running. And so he ended up having to shoot him multiple times. He placed each person in a sleeping bag in the ballroom, cleaned the house, wrote a note confessing everything, addressed to his pastor, and then disappeared.
So this guy's like a psychopath.
I think we want to believe that, because who could do something like this? But he never killed before, and he never did it after.
I don't understand why it took a month for them to find the family.
Because he planned it so well. He called the kids' school and said they were going on vacation for a month. He stopped all of the milk deliveries. I guess back then, groceries and things were delivered, and he stopped all of that. He pretty much made sure that people thought they were on vacation, told the neighbors. And the only reason authorities were called, even after almost a month, is because the lights in the house started going out. He left the radio playing gospel music on throughout the house. They had like a speaker system, and left all the lights on in the mansion. So once the bulbs started burning out, because they were on 24 hours a day, that's when neighbors called authorities. I can't imagine how police felt going into that house with that music playing and finding that gory scene. It's just, it's too much.
How do they find him?
18 years later, almost 18 years later, America's Most Wanted aired a segment of what John List might look like at that time. If you go to @DanielCortez on Instagram, you can see the bust that the sculptor created. Look at that. It is.
He did a pretty good job.
It is almost spot on. And he was already married. He was, you know, a church volunteer again. He was a manager at an H&R Block. Once again, he was back into accounting. His wife and him were watching the segment. She didn't recognize him, but a neighbor did and called authorities. And so they arrested him. And he served the rest of his life in prison. So that put an end to an 18-year-long mystery. He was arrested on June 1st, 1989.
The only question left is he still alive serving?
He died in prison, and he did one television interview with Connie Chung. That's Maury Povich's wife. And I can't find the audio. If you find the audio, please send it to me @DanielCortez on Instagram, because I want to know. I mean, the transcripts are reading what he had to say to her. He was just so like casual about it. He's going to meet his family in heaven. He's not even worried.
I just don't understand how he could justify any of this. But like I said, the guy's a psycho.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hi, this is scary. A man robbed a convenience store, stole $300 using a duck hunt gun.
Like the old Nintendo?
From the 80s Nintendo game, Duck Hunt. It came with a fake gun. It's gray. And you pointed it at the TV and you would shoot ducks. That's the only way I can describe it to anybody today, because it's so old. I'm not even sure how this guy got this game, because he's only 24.
It was a revolutionary game, right?
At the time.
Back in the day.
I imagine at the time. But he should have actually just held on to that gun and probably re-auctioned it himself. It's
probably
worth something.
Probably would have made more money than $300.
He could have put it online. Listed as the first-person shooter game.
He got caught. He was arrested less than an hour later because apparently he lived a block away.
Oh, man. All right. Well, too bad he could just compress restart.
Well, from dumb to dumber, a seventh grader got busted after including evidence that he wrote his paper with AI.
What?
It was a book report on the Joy Luck Club.
Oh, yeah. This is a great book, by the way. I love the Joy Luck Club.
Well, he wrote in his conclusion, as an AI language model, don't have any personal expectations. Even dumber is that he hand wrote the report.
So he rewrote that he was an AI.
Yes.
What in the world?
And then turned it in. He was failed for the class.
He failed before he even did that.
I think he's diving on the sword for the greater good of the whole class right there. That's an example of how not to cheat. So going forward, everyone else is going to know what to do. All right. Well, speaking of busting, Sweden is recognizing sex as a sport now.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to head over to Sweden, you could compete in the first ever European Sex Championships. That's right. They will have over 16 different disciplines, which will include seduction, body massage, foreplay, chemistry while in the act, and many more. Woo-hoo! So, you know, this is going to be a legit thing.
So we got the Sex Olympics, basically.
Yeah, the Sex Olympics, dude.
How many calories does sexy time burn on average?
With me, probably like 6.
Anthony.
They gotta have like a speed round. That's what I would be
in. Like a
60-yard dash for sex.
Exactly. His sprint time was under 30 seconds.
Those are your WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're feeling down, if you have a sense of being depressed or even low self-esteem, there's a genre of music that you should listen to that is proven to make you feel better. I'll tell you why. I'll share the study with you in case you missed it. These are the three stories you need to know. I go last. DJ Automatic.
Some scientists at George Washington University have just shut your mom down anytime she's told you not to play video games. You know why? Because they have developed a camera that is actually in a pill that you swallow and then you control it with a joystick.
Oh. Why?
Why? Because they want to look at your insides, yeah. And this little pill that you swallow, they
with
can with the camera in it, they can actually control it and go throughout your entire body, and most importantly, they can look at your gut.
Oh, I like to think of it as like a little drone zooming through.
It literally is. That's what it is. It's like a baby drone inside your body.
You control it with a joystick, like Pac-Man?
Kind of like Pac-Man, or I would think it would be more like more modern video game,
more first-person shooter style.
Yeah,
trying to take.
You got to have skills in order to control that camera.
Well, you have to have skills to control Pac-Man. Have you ever gotten to the last level?
That's remedial compared to what they're doing here.
This could be a cure for all kinds of ailments, fine tumors. I mean, maybe even genetic disorders. This is amazing. Ooh.
This is the best part about this, though. How do you think you get rid of the camera?
Oh.
You gotta pass it.
So it makes this full way through your system.
All right.
For those who want to know where Automatic's head's at, that was the best part. He thought he's the decomposing of
this
camera.
Wait till you find out how you get rid of the camera.
I wonder if it's a one and done thing, or do you think you wash it and reuse it? Hello.
I'm not re-swallowing that.
Me either.
Gross. All right. Well, we'll keep the advances in technology going with Apple. They unveiled their new VR headset, and they have plans for this to replace the phone and the computer, but I also think it's going to replace at-home entertainment because they did partner up with Disney Plus.
Yes.
So you get Disney Plus and you get the Pixar technology behind it and live sports. So Apple is coming for everybody, but you got to pump your brakes a little bit because it's a little pricey. It's going to cost you $3,500.
No!
I mean, but think about it. It's replacing your computer. It's replacing your phone. It's replacing your video game system. That is more than $3,500.
And the most dangerous part is it's replacing people. I'm afraid of this kind of technology.
You think people are going to get lost in a VR world?
Immersed in there.
Don't worry, Dana. It's okay. We're not going to replace that much. This first version of the VR headset is really mainly for those developers. So going forward, we're going to see where they're going to take this.
Okay. All right. Because it reminds me of that movie Total Recall when you would take fake vacations because you couldn't really go. And so they would implant the vacation in your brain.
Have you seen Player One?
Yes,
dude. You got to watch Player One. This reminds me of Player One.
Is it even scarier or is it good?
It's good. It's a good movie. But we're living in a fiction world.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. The Matrix is real. All right. So in case you missed it, Mashable did a study, and this is a peer-reviewed study, which is pretty interesting, that proves hip-hop music is good for those who are sensing some type of depression, who have low self-esteem, and the reason why is rap lyrics exemplify songs that detail people who've risen from the ashes of poverty or who have overcome significant obstacles. They found fame, fortune, admiration, and redemption. It helps you lift your spirits. Hip-hop music helps you lift your spirits.
Hip-hop is the American dream. People don't realize that everything about America is in hip-hop. And they're going to be like, oh, guns and violence. That's part of our society.
It is part of it. And it's beautiful because it is poetry. It's a person's surroundings. It's whatever they were about. And it doesn't have to come
from
poverty.
It's also about starting from the bottom and trying to get to the top.
Okay, you guys are getting a little prolific here. Like, we weren't just talking about pooping out robot cameras.
Now we started from the bottom. Now we're here. That's poetry, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B in major trouble. We're going to play you some audio for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. This story and more, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Allen Iverson, Bill Hader, hey. Sway Lee, Iggy Azalea, and Fetty Wap celebrating a birthday.
We were talking about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson dating before we turn the mic on. That was a moment, right? And Pete Davidson, I think his stock has definitely gone up since then. Well, enough so that PETA is attacking him for not adopting a dog. No, Pete went and bought a specific breed. Well, he left them a message on their voicemail.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I'm severely allergic to dogs. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos. And my mom's dog died a week prior, and we're all so sad. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories you and
he sound like a Staten Island divorcee. Cavapoos.
What the hell is a Cavapoo anyways?
I don't know. That's how rich Pete Davidson is now. That's how rich he is. Anyway, good for him. Now I'm going to move on, talk about Shakira and Lewis Hamilton. A few weeks ago, people were speculating they're dating. Well, they were just spotted having dinner in Spain.
Ooh.
It looks like she has officially moved on. I'm happy for her. And he was up in the DMs right away. Boom. How many men were in her DMs?
I don't know.
Two
or
three?
Thousand.
Yeah, shout out to her for actually dating a real superstar athlete. I don't even know the other homie's name that she was with, but this guy's like
Gerard
a legitimate.
This guy's the biggest guy in Grand Prix. Yeah,
so shout out to her for bagging a good one.
And the best part, she doesn't have to worry about anybody eating her strawberry jam from now on. Finally, Cardi B got caught in an elevator. And she went live on Instagram. At first, she's joking. And then she started to feel claustrophobic.
We stuck in an elevator.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, all right, let me breathe because I'm getting like a little bit, I'm getting anxiety.
I feel for her, but honestly, if I was the other people, I have more sympathy for them because
why,
being
Anthony?
Stuck in the elevator with Cardi B's voice, that
oh,
might be.
Come on.
Hey, yo, dog,
that's
that might
their
be
paycheck.
That might be hell's waiting room, bro. I don't know, dog. That. Imagine her just being like, oh, grrr, like that's what. No,
over
dude,
and over.
Over and over,
and then no starting way. To freak out about her claustrophobia. Nah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oreo cookie, America's favorite cookie, is bringing back one of their classic flavors. Let's talk about it now in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
So there's this book ban going on in Utah, and now Utah parents are angry about it, so they have successfully lobbied to get the Bible banned too.
What?
Because of the contents of the Bible, they say it's sex-ridden with incest, bestiality, prostitution, genital mutilation, fellatio, and even in.
Oh yeah, man, if they would have told me that from the beginning, I'd have read it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they would have, that would have been the selling point. You're right.
About something else this whole time. Dang.
I think that we are on dangerous ground here for banning books.
It's ridiculous at this point.
Dangerous ground.
When you start banning books and then you want to ban the Bible, get out of here. Come on.
You don't want to ban any books.
No,
if
none.
You don't want to read a book. Don't read it.
This country's based on the First Amendment, which is freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
If you don't like what somebody else is saying, don't pay attention.
Writing. I mean, you have to physically pick the book up to read it. It's not like someone's putting it in your face. If they successfully ban the Bible,
all books are on the table at that point.
Every single book. And then we don't learn. And then it's Fahrenheit 451 for real. No!
Go read that book.
No. All right. DJ Automatic Food News.
And much lighter and much more important news, okay? Oreo is back with the limited edition cotton candy sandwich cookie.
Woo! I would have been excited if I hadn't had their toffee caramel. And it tastes like
Dana, that's
what I don't even know what tastes like, but I'm assuming it tastes like that. And,
I feel sad for your husband.
Does not taste like toffee.
Well, I don't know what it tastes like. I know you want me to know.
I didn't think,
I'm never going to know.
When you start talking about Oreos, I didn't think we were going to end up revealing this much within 30 seconds.
We went from the Bible to this. Jeez.
Well, it's been a decade since they've had the cotton candy.
I thought
candy.
You were going to say it's been a decade since I had my it's been more than that, baby. It's been more than that, honey. Anyway, Oreo cookie cotton candy? No, yeah. I don't know.
It's been a decade since it's been out. It's okay. Back, okay?
Come out with tossed salad flavor next.
I am glad the school is out. It's a family show, baby. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Right. Start with National VCR Day. Oh, okay. That's a good invention. Back in the 60s, it was invented in England. And, you know, if you want to do something not in, put it on camera.
I literally asked Automatic off air, what was the last movie you watched on VCR? He said, you don't want to know.
Oh, hey, now we're talking.
Get out there, do something good for your health. It's Global Running Day.
Hey, shout out to some exercise, a little sunlight. It's good if you're feeling down.
And you can reward yourself with a chocolate ice cream after. It is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Put some Oreos in that.
Hell yeah, dude. Do you know that on average, Americans eat 48 cups of ice cream every single year?
That's just my husband.
That's just
DJ Automatic.
Way more than that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana asked us this question right here.
How do you avoid peer pressure from your friends?
Ooh, avoiding peer pressure from the homies is always tough when you're just trying to be a down fool. So Automatic has a couple tips, and we're going to see if he can get through this weekend without drinking with his bros. I was welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, you have an upcoming function. And
I
you
do.
My you do you not want to drink with your friends?
No, my nephew has graduated from high school, and my sister is having a big old party. And with all the liquor you can drink, she invited 150 people for a venue that holds 80 people, so you already know it's going to get stupid.
Well, also, you know, a lot of them probably going to get thrown out early.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might
hopefully
do some foul
so.
Stuff. But what is this? You don't want to drink with the homies, dude? Or are you just saying that because your wife was in front of us?
No, I don't want to drink because I just don't. I'm not a big fan of drinking anymore, dude. I'm more, I partake on the other stuff.
Okay, all right.
And nobody wants to do that at a graduation party, at least not in a venue that doesn't allow it. So I'm trying to come up with ways to avoid drinking, but I know the peer pressure is going to be too much. Now, and even as I'm saying
me acting as your active homie, you sound like a bitch.
That's what I'm thinking that's what right now. Like, I was like, as I'm saying this, I sound like a little bitch.
But, dude, peer pressure is a serious thing, okay?
It is.
Young homies out there.
Having hangovers for 3 days is a serious thing.
It is, and nobody should ever peer pressure anybody into anything. For my young homies out there, it is not good, dog.
Let me clarify something. So when I hang out with my friends, there's no such thing as having a drink. It's having a case and a bottle for yourself and then waking up in another city another day.
We don't have a drink. We have a good time around here.
Yeah.
All right, well, for somebody else who may be striving for the same goal you are, DJ Automatic, and doesn't want to succumb to the peer pressure of the homies, what's a few things they could do?
The first thing they say to do is have a non-alcoholic drink in hand at all times because most people can't tell the difference.
Which
I thought was pretty smart.
All right. That's like a little decoy, if you may.
The next one is find friends who share your values. That's not going to work for me.
You're a pretty scummy guy, so I don't know, dude. Deep down, you're old, the old Frank the Tank might come out, baby. I'm excited for it.
And the last one is just say no or leave me alone because I'm just a little
You're going to do that, dude. I would think you could just blame it on your wife. That's what wives are good for.
That makes you sound even more like a
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.